I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to That's Light Series 2. That's right, we are back for another series of 10-minute podcasts. So sit back and grab a drink as we crown the That's Light Best British Sitcom. Hello and welcome to part 5 of That's Light Series 2. We are back again with 3 more British sitcoms. So this is Group D, so this is the 4th group of 4. If you've not tuned into parts 2, 3 and 4.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, why are you here? Go back to Group A.
No skipping ahead.
In fact, go back to part 1.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. Start again. Go back to go.
You know, if you're going to do it, then do it right.
Exactly.
But don't let this put you off and now just never come back. Like stay here if you're going to just leave. But if you're going to stay, go to group 1. Does that make sense?
Yeah, basically, pause this episode now, go back, listen to the other episodes, then resume this one, okay?
Yes.
Good. Right.
Please.
So this is Group D, and it's quite aptly named because, you know, D, and I actually know all these ones. I think I've seen them all.
Oh.
I think I've seen them all, which is...
So it's like Dave's different. Group.
It's Dave's group. It's basically about a group.
Group Dave.
Let's dive straight in. So we have Vicar of Dibley, Friday Night Dinner, and Fawlty Towers. All of these are kind of like different eras of shows as well, so it'll be kind of interesting to see where we think that they all stack up. It's going to be a hard one, I think. So start off, we got Vicar of Dibley. You don't know the words. You're not a very good
Go on then.
Christian then. My Lord is my shepherd, I shall
sing it
not
properly.
Want... No, I'm not singing it properly.
Obviously
we've got the classic entry. Classic intro to Vicar of Dibley. Yeah, it was kind of groundbreaking, I think, at the time when Vicar of Dibley came out, because obviously Woman Vicar wasn't very heard of back then, but now they're all over the place, obviously. And you've got gay women vicars now. You've got transvestite vicars, I guess. I don't know.
Transvestite? You mean transgender?
Transgender, whatever, you know.
But I think that scene, the very first one, the scene where she walks in and he's like,
oh,
don't tell us they've given us a woman.
Yeah.
And then...
Go on.
Oh, I see.
We actually watched all of the episodes of Vicar of Dibley recently, like back to back. Well, not back to back, I mean, like in a row. So they're all on Netflix.
Yes.
And we had a blast with them. You know, they have aged, but they're still funny. They're all very funny episodes in their own right. And there's not as many as I thought as well. Again, a bit like shows we've talked about this before. They're just an easy watch. You know, there's nothing too outrageous about them. The only thing I would say, what I picked up on, the later episodes get a bit sexual, if you know what I mean. They're trying to make sexual innuendos and stuff like that, and I just thought a bit crass.
Crass.
Go sit on the grass.
A bit crass.
On the castle green.
The castle green on the grass. Yeah, crass. Crass. I think it's crass. And anyway,
I'm middle class, Thomas.
I know you are.
Pass me the caviar. No, that's too much. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not quite. Yeah. you wish you were that, but you're
wish
not.
I wish I was there. One day. Working towards it. Yeah, Vicar of Dibley. Classic thing. Maybe tried a bit too hard in the later series.
I think Dawn French does such a good job, and you kind of feel like we've heard it. Yeah. You,
She's amazing.
She will never judge you. She will be nice to you, and she'll give you a chance and whatever. Like, because obviously a few of them are a bit strange in their own ways, and she still takes them in and like treats them well, and you feel like you get on with her.
I think, and that's why,
just a nice person.
And I think that's why she played the vicar so well as well.
Yes, you know,
She could come across, could be a vicar the way she played the part. And Dawn French, legendary comic. Would love to meet her. I think she's just one of those people that you just want to give a hug. Yeah. I think. and obviously, the girl who played Alice Tinker, she passed away recently, didn't she?
Oh yeah.
She wasn't that old, which was another tragic, really. But there we go. Yeah, Vicar Tibbley, a classic comedy. To enjoy
best
to enjoy.
Best line from it.
There is no best line. Sums it up. that's great. No, I'm trying to think. Actually, just hang on. Just have a think.
Yes.
I think that is kind of the catchphrase.
That is the
catchphrase from that show, really. Yeah.
Vicar
Tibbley. Absolutely.
I think perhaps like instead of a catchphrase, there's like scenes that you always think of. So like the one with the sprouts, perhaps, where she's trying to
the Christmas episode sprouts. You can always judge a good
the
sitcom.
Puddle.
Jumping in the puddle.
That one. That sort of stuff is like you. It's her. You only think of her in that scene.
All the curly whirlies, all the chocolate, and all the everything like that.
Yeah,
just classic Dawn French doing what she loves.
Yeah,
jumping in puddles.
Jumping in puddles.
Yeah,
she's a free
spirit.
Next up,
Friday Night Dinner. So obviously a more recent series.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about it recently, didn't we? In one of our normal shows. So they've just came out with episode series six.
So that's a sign that it's doing well.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get six if you're no good. You know, you don't get that far.
Exactly. I feel sometimes with Friday Night Dinner, some of the episodes maybe aren't. You one of the previous episodes said there's no weak episode. Sometimes with Friday Night Dinner, not quite that same level. Okay. Especially the more recent episodes. It's funny because we watched some of the episodes, like series one episodes, went back and watched them, and they're just so good, like. Grade A, and it's what you would say as a typical, like there was like normal situations and how they could go wrong, whereas the later episodes I felt they were a bit too crazy, like not believable, especially like the Gibby episode.
Yeah,
I thought it was incredibly funny. It's not quite believable. Which would be my one complaint about Friday Night, but. It's still very funny. Don't get me wrong. I love the characters.
It's one of those again that you feel like you know them.
Exactly.
It's like you're going around for dinner with them as well, and you know all of the jokes, and you know how, like, you know, I must say Martin for me is such a great character. Like, I just, he makes a show in my eyes.
He plays it to a T.
There's something, so
he knows the character
unique about him. But I think the first time you see him, you're like, oh, he's a bit weird and strange. But then the more you see him, the more you get to know him, you see he's just like an amazing person. Like, he's just got something about him. And then, like, with the old meat, I know you said your dad has like some old meat that your mum moans about or something.
Yeah,
like it's just stuff like that. You can
see that,
like relate to it. Yeah.
No, but, definitely. For me, my probably favorite character is Jim. And for the simple reason that if you watch the first couple of episodes, he's quite pervy, and I think that's how they wanted to go across. But then the character kind of evolved from that, and now he's just like a simple child. You know, whenever he comes on the scene, he just steals that scene because he's just such a good actor, and obviously Wilson the dog, and Wilson the dog as well. Everyone loves to see a dog on screen.
I suppose
it's funny as well because obviously I've got a brother, you've got a younger brother. It's kind of maybe we both relate to that because we can kind of see that whole brother dynamic the annoying, as well.
Yeah, it's very very much a love hate kind of relationship.
Yeah,
like, you know, you would kind of, no one else can say a bad word about them, but you can say so many bad things about them.
And you're allowed to.
It's classic.
Now, actually, do you think, so this is maybe going off a bit, but do you think they'll do another one? Because of interesting, of all the shows here that we discussed, Friday Night Dinner is the only one that is still kind of going.
Yeah, no, that's true, actually.
Because obviously, end of last series, it was kind of it felt like it could be the end. But they haven't said either way.
I think it might be. I think they might have done that. It felt like a finale.
It came across as that. But they have without way, saying like, it is. Yeah.
So like the end, they're like, you know, they're both gonna have a baby.
They're not kids anymore, basically.
Yeah, and they kind of have that scene when they're out.
Yeah, that was
outside the house, and they're like, are we going to have to grow up a bit now?
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess so. And then they're like, but you'll still put salt in my drink.
Yeah.
And it just felt like it was like a...
End of a
changing, yeah. I'd be sad if it was the end, and I think it might be. But to be fair, they've done a lot of them. Like,
There's enough to keep you going, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you go back to something like Black Books, one of my faves, they only did three series C-Rack. Of that. Sirai. Is that really it?
No.
Okay. But whereas they've done six of these, so
there's,
we can't move.
There's a lot of material. There's a lot of material.
Yeah.
And I like to think as well that Adam is kind of like the embodiment of the same student from the Inhumans. Sorry, I don't know his name, but it's like he embodies him in a way. Because obviously the same actor. Yeah. But
Yeah, I guess. I've never really thought they were the same, though. I think that's a sign of a good actor that
he can
don't
play,
just think, oh, that's Will.
Yeah. He can play different roles.
It's Adam. It's someone. It's different.
It's a bit like if you see Daniel Radcliffe in a film and you're like, ha, get your wand out.
You want the character to come through.
You can't move away from that one role that defines you, but the best actors can. But like Fernando Alonso, how he could adapt to any car.
Yeah.
Ooh, he threw some Formula One in there. Anyway, our very last comic series is Fawlty Towers. This is going to be a very difficult group, I think. So Fawlty Towers is from a different era, 70s, 80s, I think. Maybe
80s, I suppose, 80s or
70s. And so Fawlty Towers is close to my heart, actually, because I remember being very young and watching this. Do you remember the rat one?
Yeah.
That's probably the best one, actually. And then the last episode, they only made two series. And so people that don't know about Fawlty Towers, it's about Basil Fawlty, and he owns a hotel in Torquay, and basically things go wrong. That's the story.
It's sort of like you enjoy seeing this guy get more and more mad as things go more and more wrong. It's strange because if you met him, for those who don't know, it's John Cleese playing he owns this place. And if you met him in real life, you'd be like, this guy's a total ass. Like, I can't stand him. He's just so rude and so annoying. Yet you watch him and you're like, this character's brilliant. Yeah. He's hilarious. Like, I love this guy.
Yeah, if it was you in the hotel and that was your hotelier, you would be... Absolutely.
This guy is, I just can't stand him. He's just such an awful.
I think
so rude.
As well, Fawlty Towers is actually based on a real... He based the character on a real person. You know this story. On an actual experience they had, an actual person they met. So, that says a lot in itself.
Because I think he said, whatever was asked, it was too much work.
That was
kind of what he was saying, which is pretty much sums it up. Like,
it does, yeah.
It's like, you want me to do what? Oh, like... Sybil.
You want to send up a tea to your room?
Yeah, right, of course. Fine. Yeah, okay, I'll do it then,
that's
I suppose.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I've got nothing else to be doing, I suppose.
And it's quite there's only four real characters, isn't there? There's Basil, there's Sybil, his wife, there's what's the girl called? The maid?
Polly.
Oh yes, who was actually his wife in real life.
Yeah,
Interesting dynamic. And Manuel, played by damn it.
I know nothing.
You know nothing. That's the quote. And there's the quote for the series.
I'm from Barcelona. I know nothing.
It's just it's so good. Probably very reminiscent of actual hotels back in the day. So that's probably why. But I remember it got off to a rocky start. People didn't enjoy it. Like similar to was it IT?
A bit risky, wasn't it?
Yeah, Only Fools and Horses. A lot. I think that's a lot similar story for a lot of these. That they start off not so great, but then over time they get better. Have you seen the German episode?
Yeah, I have watched them all. Yeah.
I think that's the only one that was never translated into German.
Don't mention the war.
Yeah, it was never released in Germany for kind of obvious reasons. Fawlty Towers is Yeah, what a show. What a show.
Yeah. And what about the Waldorf Salad?
Oh, the American one. Oh, yeah, I think it comes back to again you said about the quality of all the episodes and that they're all up there. I remember the
Or the moose.
The moose, the dead guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just
the car where he's whacking
he hits
it with the
car.
Branch.
That's
you idiot.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a damn good thrashing. That's the his thing.
Oh, brilliant. Classic lines,
So, Tom, we need to pick a winner of these four.
Three.
So, Tom, we need to pick a winner of these three. No one will know. No one will know.
We need to pick a winner.
So, my initial gravity is Friday Night Dinner. But I don't know whether that's because it's a more modern show and it's more recent in my memory. All of them are classic. What's your initial?
I think I'm leaning towards Fawlty Towers.
Just from us talking about it.
Yeah, I think the Vicar of Dibley, I think we can probably say is not going to win.
Vicar of Dibley is a silver.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. It's amazing. It's great, but it's for what we're doing, you know.
But with that group as well, it's not going to beat the other two. I think.
No, I agree. Oh, Friday Night
They're
Towers.
Just so different. I mean, I'm trying to think if one of them came on, like if they both came on,
which one would
what
you choose?
What would I keep watching?
Okay. Yeah. This is really hard, actually.
They're very different.
They're both different, but at the same time, both equally good.
You know what? I've basically picked two of the last three pretty much on my own. You can have the final say. Of those two I'd be quite content to see them both going through. So if you want to pick, you get the final vote.
I'm gonna go Fawlty Towers.
Oh, and why are you going there?
It's very difficult simply because of the memories it gives me, I think.
Yeah, it's classic. Excellent. So Fawlty Towers goes through to the final. So would you like to run down our finalists?
The final four going through.
The big four.
The big four going through to the series finale. And for you to vote on Twitter, Blackadder, Black Books, Only Fools and Horses, and Fawlty Towers. And you can...
How exciting.
Look at the Twitter and vote for your favourite one, and we will be discussing the winner in the next episode. Coming soon.
Thanks for listening to That's Light Series 2. an original series from Dat's Life. You can keep up to date with Dat's Life by following us on Twitter at Dat's Life Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.